And we have begun our recording today. Heather, how's it going?
Great.
Just great. One word answers. Great podcasting. We are episode 9, I think, and we have a new setting for our podcast recording and a new time. So if we sound more energetic, that's because we are, because it's not in the middle of the night. It is actually the middle of the afternoon. So if it seems like we're a little bit loopy and zany and a lot more energetic, that's why. And we are not having to worry about like sleeping kids or anything because they're not sleeping. So we may be a little louder. And yeah, so again, this is our 8th episode. No, 9th episode. And yeah, Wednesday podcast. Let's listen to our cool music and then we will jump into today's episode. Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Wednesday podcast where we make a big deal about the small victories in our life. Positivity is a powerful tool to create a healthier life physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. That is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins we've had in our week this past week. And yeah, that's how we like to always start our podcast, is just the positive wins we've had in our past week. And usually we have about 2 or 3. Hopefully, we will have that many. And yeah, so, and as always, the gentleman that I am, I'm going to let my wife start with her wins from this past week.
Alrighty. So, we homeschool. And so I was sitting down doing some paperwork yesterday. Was it yesterday? I don't even know. I think it was yesterday, or it was Saturday. I don't know. But I realized that we only have 7 days left.
You heard that, folks. 7 days.
To complete our 175-day school year.
That's awesome.
And that's because we did a lot of Saturdays. We did school like the day before Christmas. We did school on a lot of days that most normal school folks would be in school. I never let her know that it was taboo to do school on a Saturday. So that
even
is why.
Even on those inclement weather days, she was doing school.
Yeah.
So
we didn't take weather release days, I guess. But yeah, we did take several days off. But either way, we have almost made it our whole 175 days. And I am so impressed because I kept thinking we still had like 20 or 30 left. And I counted it up and I was like, oh, yes, we only have 7 left for our recorded school year, that is. And then I have more wins. Matt and I started...
Just pause there for a second. This is just a homeschool in general is a positive thing. Just going to say that. So
yeah,
Heather does a wonderful job and we get to teach our kids what we want to teach them. And yeah, we love homeschool and it's really cool. So if you're ever on the fence about doing homeschool, do homeschool. Just try it.
Here's one positive that you can always think of. You can go on vacations when it's not the busy season. So when everybody else is in school, you can schedule your trips and it's not as packed. Just a little FYI.
Yeah. And you can teach them the Bible as a curriculum.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you're ever on the fence about that, I don't know how many people listen to our podcast that are on the fence about it. So,
yeah.
Homeschooling is cool.
Yeah. And then Matt and I started this new thing where we started limiting. We went on our phones and put time limits on social media, and I really like it. And I have not gone over my time limits yet. And we started that the other night. And so that's been enjoyable. And I think I've like subconsciously had that in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
That, oh, I've got a limit. So I scroll for a second and then I get off. But then my last win is one that Matt told me today that I got really excited about. Someone told Matt that I look like Amy Adams. And so that is a win. I have not heard that in a long time. So yeah, that's exciting.
Good. I'm going to play off of two of those. Does mine sound different than yours? Do I sound different? Yours sounds very clear. Mine sounds different. Does mine sound different?
You don't sound as
hello.
There you go. You're not close enough.
But why do I have to be this close and you don't?
I am that close. I'm like, my weird. Nose is touching.
My spatial awareness to this mic. Okay. I'm like all the way squinched down in my seat. I'm going to get a box. I'm all this squinched. Okay. We need one of those arm boomy things. I was going to try that new thing out today, but we're already into it. Oh, wow. This is way more interesting. Okay. So for my number one rim.
Rim?
My number one win. I always have a problem. I feel like my lips are heavy or something. Jaw's heavy. It's raining today.
That's not a win.
That is a very much a big win because if you have followed along with this wonderful podcast, you know that I'm trying to grow grass. And
we have plenty of grass.
Instead of our no man's land of World War I, World War II out there, we now have grass growing and we're saving money today by not having to water it ourselves from the faucet. So God is providing rain and we're thankful for that. And there's a bunch of it. And it's really cool now because we have so much grass that our house is situated on a hill downslope. And the water is now being caught by all the, there's less erosion going on. Let's put it in simpler terms. So yeah, very excited. Grass, rain, hasn't been severe storms or anything. Just been a really nice rain. Sometimes lots of rain, but yeah. So two, that's a huge win. Love that. Love rain. Love being able to cut grass and be outside and enjoy sunshine and stuff. Another win is because we set limits for ourselves on the endless scroll that could happen. We've been reading a lot more lately. Kind of got a new routine going. Hope to keep it going. Where we get up and we read for about an hour and have coffee. And yeah, I'm reading a fun book about deconstruction of Christianity. And it's just, I don't know how fun of a book that sounds to people, but
sounds technical.
Yeah, it's a really cool book about kind of this deconstruction phase that a lot of people are going through, postmodernism type stuff, where people are taking Christianity and finding out that or determining for themselves that it's not for them type. If I can just put it in a nutshell, a lot of people are turning to becoming atheist or agnostic or whatever. It's an interesting book because it's a real problem facing Christianity today and just people's mindsets. And I wanted to read it to understand why people are wanting to do such a thing. And so, yeah.
Long story short, it's the Book of Judges in modern period.
Yeah, exactly. People are wanting to do what they want to do. That's a good point. We're just living through the judges again.
Yep. It's modern day judges, but without the judges.
I wish God would raise up us up a judge to overtake our oppressors. But besides that, so been reading a lot more lately. I always feel more studious. I always feel better too.
Yeah.
Because like yesterday we woke up. Was it yesterday? Was it Monday? Today's Tuesday.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Monday, we woke up, and to be honest, this is our second day of this routine. So, but we're going to keep it going because Monday, yesterday, we woke up, had one cup of coffee, And instead of getting on my phone, I just opened my book immediately. And we read both for about an hour, which usually is, that's like more than we have time in a week of reading. So, it was cool. I felt better and more focused for the morning.
You know what? I'll let you finish.
No, you can go.
I was going to say, I read a statistic not long ago that said, it's probably a statistic listed in another book I was reading. Yeah. But if you read for at least 6 minutes a day, it has the ability to reduce stress and anxiety and something else by a crazy percent. I don't remember. I'm going to have to find that again.
Interesting.
We'll watch it be that. In a book that I got from the library, so I'll never find it again.
And then, lastly, this is a win for me every day, but, and Heather's going to laugh at this, I outkicked my coverage when I married Heather. And it's like that idea of like the princess and the frog. I'm the frog and I married the princess.
But the frog was Prince Levine.
I know, but I stayed the frog. So, I like Shrek and Fiona, but you were the Fiona that didn't become an ogre. So, don't trust me. Lots of people have told me, Matt, you definitely outkicked your coverage. Like, wow. But yeah, I'm thankful for that every day because I have a beautiful wife and yeah, she's beautiful inside and out. Just want to make sure people know that. So those are my wins for this week. And, yeah, I think Heather's probably got some stuff. I have a fun little segment I want to do with us later. We just have lots of fun stuff going on and, yeah, really busy life coming up. So,
yeah. Okay. I'm going to carry on this idea that we've just started about looks, and it leads me to a poll. And I want to take a poll on, should men take collagen, like a collagen supplement, like the mix it into your drink, powdered stuff that you can get?
Why should men take collagen?
Well, I mean, it's good for your skin and for your joints. And then most of them have like amino profiles. So you're hitting all the other things.
What does that mean? And where is it hitting?
I don't know. But it sounds good.
That's like those MLM advertisements. Like,
it's not an MLM though. You buy it at Target. You need
this because it takes care of your
wrinkles,
your whatever amino acids and your electrolytes and your phlebotomy and all of this. And
what?
I just saying, they say these big words like, okay, like what's that stuff? Microdermabrasion. What does that even mean? That doesn't even mean anything. It's just a big word that women are like, this is legit. It's got to be. No, what's the other thing? The acid stuff. There's a lot of different acids
now. I have a lot of acids.
Exactly. What do they even do? They don't even do anything.
They're for like resurfacing and getting rid of the texture in your skin for smoother skin.
That doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry.
But I just have this thought that
she just wants me to take this collagen to see if there's effects on me because she's not.
Okay, here's why. So when guys go on any sort of diet or anything, y'all have results within like 2 weeks. Women have to do it for like 4 months. So I'm thinking if you start taking the collagen, the same amount that I take in like 2 weeks, you're probably gonna like have zero wrinkles or something, and I want to see if it works.
It's okay.
I think it'll work better on you.
1 point for sure.
The that reason, way I'll know if it's working.
First off, the reason she's saying that there's results in diets between me and her faster because I am literally 3 times the size of her, so I have a lot more to go. And usually men are way bigger and it's easier for us to lose weight because we're way bigger and we're usually more strenuously active throughout the day. Maybe. But yeah, so but the collagen she has is like some crazy powder that has like 18 grams of proteins. And so I'm just super pumped about shoving protein down me even more.
But it's got 120 milligrams per serving of collagen.
I like Celsius.
That's not collagen.
I know, but it's really good. I'm trying to, I don't know. I don't know if anybody else feels like, but I keep drinking coffee and it just like, I don't know. I love coffee and I drink it black and it's delicious. But there's just some days where I'm like, I'm not into coffee right now.
I feel like I've entered into a new maturity in life because I have started drinking sugar-free creamer.
We were at Walmart yesterday and she did not buy sugar-free creamer.
But, I mean, I have...
You have been. It was good. She did a whole bottle.
I've done a whole bottle.
Of sugar-free creamer.
They didn't have any sugar-free creamer at Walmart.
There's a lot of people on a health kick right now.
And they didn't have any at all. Mm. I was really surprised. Sometimes you go and it's the only thing they've got.
So, maybe I'll start collagen here soon. It just sounds really feminine to use collagen.
But it's for joint support, too.
What if it affects beards? What if it makes my beard go away?
What? It's not.
Amino acids. You never know. Acid it's burn not, stuff.
It's not estrogen. It's collagen.
You just never know. So if I become beardless, you will know why.
No, what would happen is you would look like you just got a shot of Botox or something.
Swell up everywhere. Well, I'm already swollen everywhere, so I'm already a big old person.
That'd be so funny, though.
Speaking of polls, thank you for everybody who was in on our fun little favorite. I think it was rigged, though. We have a lot of Alabama listeners because there was a lot of people that put in for old Taco Casa. And yeah, so on our favorite Mexican fast food poll, Taco Casa won with 37% of the votes. But hey, I voted for Taco John's. And there were two other South Dakota folks that voted for Taco John's because the potato olays, they're there. They're delicious.
Taco Bell has the same thing just
Taco
about.
Bell came in a close second right behind Taco Casa.
Well.
Interesting.
I have not been to Taco Casa yet. I know. I keep saying I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And I'm going to. What day can we go?
To what?
You're going with me because I don't like driving in that part of town.
What's tomorrow?
Wednesday. We'll be in.
Today is Wednesday. Just kidding. Yeah. What's tomorrow? I got to teach Bible. I have the pleasure and the blessing of teaching Bible class tomorrow night. So I probably should stay and make sure.
I have co-op with Georgia tomorrow.
Oh, is there a Taco Casa in Birmingham?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. I don't think so, though. I feel like we would know about
I've
that.
Been once. I don't know. I don't know. I want to say.
Oh, there is.
I want to say it's more nostalgia. I'm sorry. Again, we're getting off this.
It's on Lakeshore.
Okay. Next week.
Watch it actually be like a fancy no. Taco Casa.
Okay.
Not the.
Write it down. Next week.
It's in Homewood.
We are going to get Taco Casa and Taco Bell. Oh, it's right there.
I know now where it's
off
at.
Off of. Yeah, on the way to Onopoke.
Oh,
it's right there.
Yeah.
I am
I'm looking
not,
at the pictures, and it doesn't look
you,
appealing whatsoever.
It is a nostalgia food place where these...
It looks like they have Sloppy Joes, too.
Yes.
What is that?
I'm telling you, it's not that good.
It's so weird.
But we're going to go, and we're going to let you see that it's not that good. I think it's more of a nostalgia thing for people. Because you walk in, you're like... There's no way people should be here right now. It's like the Burger King of... I like Burger King, though.
The cheese sauce looks like heat up.
Okay, we're going to settle this debate next week. Heather and I are going to go... Oh, we should just go and buy... Ah, that's what we'll do. Next Tuesday. You have anything next Tuesday?
I don't know right now.
Next Tuesday, how about we drive to Tuscaloosa? We're going to end this debate first and foremost. Not foremost. Next Tuesday, we have a teens in the word next Tuesday, but that's okay. We'll be all right. We'll just eat. Oh, we could just get Taco Casa for teens in the word.
That would be gross by the time it got home. We live so far away from everything.
Next week for lunch on Tuesday, let's drive and go get, we may ask for suggestions in our Facebook group on what to order.
Yes.
What to order from Taco Casa, what to get from Taco Bell. And we'll go get both. And then we will taste test.
No, we're going to see what to order from Taco Casa, and then we're going to get the equivalent from Taco Bell.
Okay.
So that we can do an equal comparison. If they've got something similar on the menu as Taco Casa, we will copy it. And then we're going to compare both items.
Okay.
So if it's some sort of
taco
or burrito, we're going to do an equivalent thing. So if it has to be equal. It has to be the same thing. It can't be burrito versus taco or something.
Okay, deal.
They have to be in the same category. Nachos? I just looked at Taco Casa's nachos, and they look disgusting.
What did I get that one time I've been there? I don't even remember. So, next week, be ready. So, week number 10 of this podcast is going to include some food. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Thanks for everybody. Again, so this is also, if you're first time listening to this, or if you're listening to this, we have a Facebook group, Wednesday Podcast Facebook group. All you got to do is say, I want to join. And there's a few questions mainly that we want to make sure you're going to always keep it positive and you're not going to be hateful or anything in the group. And then once Heather and I say, hey, you can come and be positive with us, we'll have random polls, random posts every now and then. And we're trying to create a positive community on maybe sometimes a not so positive social media platform. So, be involved in that and it'll be fun. So we also got a lot of feedback on Heather's What Dog Do You Look Like? a lot of really funny pictures. So, what else you got?
Okay, so I have a new conviction.
Okay.
Okay, so yesterday somebody posted in some country that I can't remember anymore. They have banned McDonald's from being there. It's like Iceland or somewhere.
I remember this.
And so they have in a museum their very last McDonald's cheeseburger and French fries that they sold there. And it had not decayed, molded, decomposed of any kind. Nothing, not a spot on it. And so I am now wondering if whatever preservatives are in McDonald's food, what if you ate McDonald's every day? Would you be internally preserved too?
That's like that Supersize Me guy. Yes. Have you ever seen that documentary?
I remember that.
That was back in the day when that guy who's like,
I haven't watched that in a long time.
Like a supersize meal every day.
Every day.
There's a lot of people that do that now though. Like
the Taco Bell one we watched.
Yeah,
for
or
a
the
whole
Chipotle
month.
One.
What
or
was the Chipotle one?
I've seen a guy who he said, I'm going to eat. He was making a deal with Chipotle that he would eat Chipotle for 1,000 days.
Oh, my land.
If Chipotle would, I mean, think about that. That's like 3 years. So he said he was going to eat Chipotle for every day for 1,000 days. And Chipotle had to buy him his dream car. And
what?
Something happened. He ended the deal at like 800 and something days. Like, it was cool.
I don't
cool.
blame
like,
him.
You see some times where he's like, I'm going on a cruise this week. Cruises don't have Chipotle. So he had to pack leftover Chipotle.
Ew.
I know, it's gross. But he did it. Or the raw chicken guy that's eating raw chicken every day
what?
Until he gets a tummy ache.
Are you serious? That's Oh, that'll make me throw up thinking about it. You're joking, right?
Yeah, that's no, I'm not joking.
I don't see those things, and probably for a good reason.
Yeah.
Wow.
You said something though. Ooh. Oh, about preservatives at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was listening to somebody today. I was talking to somebody who had coffee with some men, and they were like, they'll never go back to McDonald's because they could taste the preservatives in the fakeness of the meat. And I was like,
wasn't McDonald's years ago or Burger King that got in trouble for the pink slime
meat
stuff? You remember when ordeal went down?
I remember the pink slime stuff though.
Ew. And now instead of pink sludge meat, we have
impossible meat,
which is like fake paper.
Meat. Yeah, it's just grossness.
Ew, it's paper.
Eat beef, folks, or chicken. Eat real meat. You know, eat real meat. Deer meat's good too. Deer sausage is good.
Yep.
What is your favorite meat?
Tuna.
Gross.
Raw tuna.
She means like sushi grade tuna. Oh, that was funny. I was talking to Justin, Justin, and I won't use his last name, but little Justin, and he was telling me he was at they were doing the wrestling thing,
mm-hmm.
and they were coming back, and in Georgia they stopped at a restaurant. He was showing me a video today. And it had one of those revolving sushi tables. Like, have you ever seen those? Like, in, like, China or Japan and stuff, they have these revolving counters that just have sushi. He said, the problem was, I got, like, nigiri and all these other things. I didn't realize how expensive it was. And he just said he was snagging stuff. And he was eating, and he was like, the bill was quite large at the end. But yeah, that's funny.
Well, that's something you'd want to be warned of in advance. Yeah. Like, come on.
Just think about that though. Like, you have a automatic lazy Susan of just like good food passing by you. Like,
that would be so fun. Yeah. I would love that. But wait, hold on. So, does everybody get the chance?
No, like they're in a plastic, like they're covered.
Oh, okay. I get what you mean now.
They have covers on them. Like,
that's like cool.
They're in like, they look like they were in like the.
It's like Back to the Future type stuff right there.
Yeah. They look like they were in like when you were going to, you didn't go to real high school, but Heather went to real high school, but she went to a private school. But
we had microwaves and like ramen.
The to-go clear containers that were like, you know, sandwich size that had like a biscuit.
Like a hot box at the airport.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Cold box thing.
It looked like they were in that. So like you're not having people like sneeze on the food while it passes by.
Oh.
But it was interesting. It'd be fun to do something
like that. I want to go to that. That does sound fun. We're going to be in Atlanta. He was in Atlanta?
North of Atlanta in Lawrence.
We're going to be near there.
Speaking of being near there, we're going to the Ministry League Experience, which is a conference held by the Piedmont Road Church of Christ for the Ministry League. Now, what is the Ministry League, you may be wondering? It is an app that you can download on your phone or iPad or whatever tablet, I think. And it's just a resource resource app. It has a songbook. It has devotionals. It has things for kids and just really fun stuff. And they also have a network of podcasts that we are a part of. And so the Ministry League, great app, great community. You'll want to download that on your phone. We'll be in Atlanta for their Ministry League Experience. I'm excited about it. I get to speak on a fun topic about Connect. That was kind of just what I was given. And then Heather and I will both be speaking to men and women concerning, I'll be speaking to some men about kind of how we use technology in ministry and just different things that Heather and I do to help connect with people. And Heather will be speaking to women concerning that same thing. So I'm excited about it. Yeah, it'll be fun. But yeah, the Ministry League, super awesome. The guys there seem really genuine and seem really nice, and they want to do as much as they can to get information out to people. So, small segue, sorry.
Yep.
But
But
maybe we'll find
that
a place.
Yeah. I want to go to that place. When
he
go.
Said it was like North Atlanta. So
did he tell you the name
Piedmont,
of it?
Or where we're going to be is like Northwest, but I'm sure there's more than just one. Now I'll ask him though.
Hopefully he remembers the name
of
it.
I'm sure he does.
I feel like he's got the brain of a steel.
And she'll remember the bill. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what I don't understand? I don't understand Instagram algorithms. And I don't know why this is the only thing that my Instagram thinks I need to see. Why do I need to see Indian people and their snakes? Like, I just want to ask, like, did you not know that snake was on the hay bale that you're toting?
Ooh.
Like, why?
We used to have snakes when I used to work for a ranch in Oklahoma. During hay season is like prime rattlesnake season. So like rattlesnakes would go up in these mesas and rim rock areas, and that's where they would den up in the wintertime. And then they would come down out of the hills in the summertime and get up all into the hay fields and growing wheat and alfalfa, and they'd be catching mice and all this stuff. Well, there was always this one field. Did I talk about this already?
No.
No, there's this one field. It was behind what we called the bunkhouse. And I'm telling you, we killed a lot of snakes with our hay cutter. Like,
ew.
You would always see hawks flying around us just dive bombing and picking up snakes.
Ew.
Lots of rattlesnakes.
I don't like
snakes. Scary thoughts are is I've walked through that field quite a bit of times, but I mean, I'm not hitting like 400 snakes. But
side note, have you seen where there is now like a purpley blue rattlesnake? And they call it the Texas bluebonnet rattlesnake because it lives in bluebonnet fields.
Ugh.
And everybody that we know that lives in Texas keeps posting these super cutesy photos of them in their little bluebonnet fields. And I'm like, mm-mm, those bluebonnet rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
They gonna get you. Don't get in there.
Heather is scared of everything. So that's amazing. Oh, look, rattlesnake's playing in the bluebonnet.
That's not funny, and that's not cute.
No.
Nope. Nope. I would have...
Oh, they're wrestling.
I don't think they're wrestling.
Oh, man. That is too funny. Is that
See, that's it. That's it.
The truth about the Texas bluebonnet rattlesnake. I think it's fake.
It's not fake. It can't be fake.
Fake news. It looks like somebody just photoshopped blue into the blue bonnet. Oh, it is fake.
Is it really?
Yes.
For real?
All right. So one of the signs of springtime in Central Texas is enjoy wildflowers that bloom in colorful bunches. By the way, did you know blue bonnets are actually a toxic weed to cattle and stuff? I think.
No, I did not.
I want to make sure that could be false, but I'm pretty sure it is. As a loyal Texan, you are seemingly honor bound. Every time the Dragon Jam always posted. Okay. However, recently an ominous picture seen above was posted on the Texas Hill Country Facebook page and spread like wildfire throughout the internet. The picture description warned of the discovery of a rattlesnake that had evolved to taking colors, blue colors, hiding in blue bonnets, dubbed the Texas bluebonnet rattlesnake. This caused panic. Then we blah, blah, blah. Okay, what is this? Is it real? Lastly, we make the mouse better visualizing. Oh my, just tell me if
obviously
it's real or not.
Obviously, it's real. Oh, maybe that looks fake.
It's so fake.
Never mind.
We would have to hope that the words leading to truth, this is fake.
There I go, listening to the internet.
That is awesome.
The moral of the story is do not believe everything you see on Facebook.
So there's no such thing as the Texas bluebonnet rattlesnake.
Will you please take a screenshot of that and send it to me? because I wonder how many other people, as myself, listened to false Facebookology. We're going to post that little snippet in our Facebook group for you all to see the Texas bluebonnet rattlesnake as well. Wow.
That is fun.
Well, that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Glad to know that it is fake, because every cutesy person's bluebonnet photo I have seen, my first thought was, oh, they're going to get bit by a bluebonnet rattlesnake.
Oh, it was in April. Was it posted April 1st?
I don't know.
You got April Fool's. But I think the Texas bluebonnet rattlesnake is fake news.
But the rattlesnakes are real.
This was created May 19th, 2018.
Oh, it's old news.
Last modified December 21st, 2023.
Oh, how hilarious.
Wait, rattlesnakes aren't real.
Rattlesnakes are real.
Yeah, well, I know that. That's for sure.
But the bluebonnet rattlesnake is... Yeah. This is the picture that I saw.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fake, Heather.
It looks so real.
You being a photographer should know. They are totally putting that in there.
I am not taking pictures of any snakes, and I don't Photoshop anything, so...
Did you read this article?
I don't read articles.
Oh.
I just saw somebody posted some fancy sounding
thing. I don't think
a
Texas bluebonnet rattlesnake is real. I think they just put that on there as a like clickbait type stuff.
Oh, well, the photos were indeed photoshopped, but there are lots of them.
I'm trying to make sure. Getting conflicting arguments here.
Oh, my phone died. That's not good.
I have a charger.
Okay.
1 second while we try to hook up Heather's phone here. It's not that far. You can pull it towards you, though. There you go. Oh, don't pull it out of the wall, though.
Okay. So now we are on a... rabbit trail.
Okay, so there are such things as rattlesnakes in blue bonnets.
Obviously, because they are in fields.
Yeah, I think they're fake though. But I think like the blue bonnet, like actual blue colored rattlesnake, is not real.
What about that?
Snakes lurking blue bonnet. There are things.
See,
there are snakes. But they're not blue snakes. Okay. anywho. Oh my. We've been recording a while. We should do this more often during the daytime.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. My turn. Did I run over this cord? Okay. So, this is fun. I'm going to do a quiz here. Heather can't see that. Don't look. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a word, and you have to tell me the definition that you think it is. Okay, this is fun. And where's the first word I saw? Oh, poopy. Okay. Sanguine.
What?
Sanguine. S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E.
You have to do English words.
That is an English word.
A type of
sanguine.
Ramen.
Sanguine. A type of ramen? Type of ramen noodles. Continue? Anything else? Why would you think it's a type of ramen?
Because it sounds like it.
Ramen, sanguine. Sanguine means optimistic and positive.
Oh, well, that's cool.
We should be the Sanguine Saturday podcast.
No.
Sanguine's Day. For Wednesday. Hold on. There's another one I saw. Okay. You, oh my.
You have to be able to say it too.
Eudaimonia.
What?
Eudaimonia. Eudaimonia. That's got to be how you pronounce it. Eudaimonia.
These are not English words.
Speech. Eudaimonia. Booyah. Y'all heard that too. I had it. I can read. What's up? Eudaimonia. Give me a definition, please. I'm not going to ask you to spell it.
I'd rather spell it than say it when I think it means. I have no idea.
Oh, this is you.
Oh, no. What is it?
Effervescent.
What?
I'm going to start calling you Heffervescent. Effervescent. 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 You could. It does say effervescent. 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 Lively, full of energy, and bubbly.
Oh.
That is you, effervescent. Oh. But to go along with Heather used to be nicknamed Heifer, so we'll just call you Heffervescent. But back to my eudaimonia.
I have no idea.
Eudaimonia. Eudaimonia. There's no accent marks. Anybody ever get upset that we live in America? I'm just going to say England. In America, we don't use accent marks. And what accent marks help you is understand where the emphasis is to be added in the word. Like the Greek language or the Spanish language, any other language have accent marks.
Yeah.
To let you know, like, this is where the emphasis should be. So, eudaimonia, there should be an accent mark over the eudaimonia. Instead of eudaimonia, where the accent mark would be over the IA area. Sorry, that is totally a lot.
Wow, you're really smart. Anyway, what does it mean?
Yeah, there's the accent when they put it in.
So, like, what does
okay,
it mean?
Sorry, the state of being lucky.
Oh.
What about euphoria? Not sephoria. Sephora. Euphoria. The state of extreme happiness.
Oh.
These are cool for, I just like learning new words. Okay. Ephemeral.
Well, you're on the roll with things about happiness.
Short-lived.
Oh.
Lyrical.
Musical.
Beautifully said. It wasn't like, that was the definition, not like. Not like you did a good job.
Well, those are all you really did a good job, though. Those are hard.
Okay, here's something. I like when you look up definitions and the word they use to define the word you're looking up is harder to understand than the word. Okay, like this one. Serapetitious.
What?
Serapetitious.
No idea.
I don't need, like, okay, look at this real fast. How does this tell me at all how to read this? Serapetitious. The definition word is clandestine.
What is clandestine?
It's what I mean. Are you destined for clans? Like,
yes.
Clandestine. That's been, we can move on, but that's fun. I like looking up new words. Kept secret. Okay, so serapetitious is kept secret or done secretively. Interesting. You should not have secrets. Okay, that was my, let's learn all these words. So.
Yep.
You got anything else for me?
No.
There was, oh, okay. We're going to end this podcast with Heather doing something that I think will teach a lot of us how to go through life.
What?
And we had a bad thing happen today. Bad. Guys, I'm telling you, it's not good. Just a reminder, all guys, take all pins out of your pockets.
This wasn't a pin.
I know, but I'm just saying, guys, take stuff out of your pockets. Don't rely on your wife to take the stuff out of your pockets.
Because I'm not going to do it.
Let's just say you have on a button-down shirt and you put a pin in the front pocket and you forget to take it out. And your wife, who so lovingly washes our clothes, washes your clothes, and all of a sudden there's blue ink all over her favorite blouse. Take your pins out. But this was not my fault this time. But Heather sent me a message today and she was not happy at all about a glue trap from a company we won't say. There's these little bug glue trapper things all over our house.
I don't know why they put them out.
Okay, we don't know why. We don't know why they're there. They don't even look at them. But one had somehow made it into our dirty clothes hamper.
Which ended up in our wash, which ended up stuck to my favorite blouse.
Thankfully, only her blouse. So, this was a funny thing, though. I came home, and she was not happy. I said, well, let's just throw it in some hot water and use Dawn dish soap and see if it'll get it out. And so she was working on it, and she was like, this blouse, it was the one, you know, it was $20, like only $20. Like, you know how expensive your shirts are. But this one was only $20. And it was at that shop in the mall, you know, like, and I'm like, weird. You're going to drop George off at Co-op for a little bit tomorrow. And there just happens to be that same mall. Must be why you're shamelessly plugging this store. So, Heather may get a new blouse, but she did work hard. So how can we see this in a positive light, Heather?
My El Cheapo shirt did not get, or my cheap shirt got the hit and not one of your dress shirts.
That's a good
that
positive.
Cost three times as much, probably.
Probably. And unless you go to the thrift store. Shout out to thrift stores. They got good stuff.
That's true. But
that's where I like have all of my sports coats from.
But yeah, so that's the positive.
That's a selfless way of thinking.
You're an example. And Matt is very smart, and his instant thought is, why don't you rub some Dawn dish soap on it? It's a degreaser. It'll probably get it out. And he was right.
It's in the process of being soaked in hot water. And, well, the water's probably not hot anymore. But it
was getting it off.
Well, I was watching something the other day, and they threw a little bit of Dawn dish soap in there. Washer, like with clothes that have been working around, like grease and stuff. And so I've always wanted to try it, just haven't tried it yet.
No. I'll do it next time.
But yeah, that was one of our longest podcasts so far. It was fun. I felt like way more energy.
Yeah.
Because we have lights on. And do you notice all four of those lights are on nowadays?
You know that I never knew that there was anything wrong
there
with
was
them.
A whole light right there that was out.
Uh-oh.
That one behind you, above the door.
Okay.
Now it's got four new LED bulbs in it.
Very cool.
So that is today's Wednesday podcast. We hope you have a Wednesday on Wednesday. Find some positive things to talk about today. Encourage friends around you to be positive. I don't know. I just love, and this is probably why. I was told Heather I was going to ask her for a favorite Bible verse today. But she's like, what if I don't just have one Bible verse? And I said, well, what about a passage? But it got me to thinking, what is my favorite Bible verse? And my favorite Bible verse is the first verse I really ever memorized. Shout out to the Olson family when I used to live with them back in the day. This verse is the one that has always stuck with me. And it kind of has to do with this podcast. Proverbs 24:10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Be positive. A lot of that will help you have strength, but also rely on the one who can give you strength, and that is Christ. Be positive today. Encourage somebody. Be kind. And yeah, hope you have a positive Wednesday today.
Alrighty.
See the Facebook page later for all the cool, fun stuff Heather's going to put on there. All right, have a great day. See ya.